I was driving to high school, and I was going too fast. I was late, as kids often are when they're driving to high school. And I looked down, and maybe something, maybe a book on the floor or something. Somehow I got distracted, and I was just still driving along, wasn't applying the brakes. And I looked up, and all I saw in front of me was the color yellow. And I knew I was about to hit something really big that was yellow, and that's all I knew. And then I swerved and hardly had time to put on brakes because I was right there upon this thing. And I swerved, and the next thing I knew, I was out in a cauliflower field and was passing this bus. It was a yellow school bus. This bus had pulled out in front of me from a side road, was hardly moving because, you know, it had come from a dead stop, and there it was right in front of me. And I still remember it like it was yesterday. All I could see was yellow. I wasn't even far enough back to read the letters. I mean, it is an absolute miracle because I was going probably 50 miles an hour plus. And from my point of view, I was within a foot or two of the back of this bus, and yet I didn't hit it. And it's impossible in terms of just the physics of the thing. It would be impossible to not have hit it. There was no turning radius that would have allowed, you know, this to happen. Well, I came to a stop finally out there in that cauliflower field, and I put my head down, and I went, "Lord, you saved my life, or at least prevented this huge accident. Maybe I would have killed kids in the back of the bus. I don't know." But then at the same time, right about that same time, I had a friend who had come to Christ just after I had. He was now off at college. He was 2 years older than I was, and he came back from spring break from college. This guy was growing in Christ. We both loved Jesus. We both wanted to go into ministry, whether it was missions or pastoral work or whatever it was. And I mean, this guy, Greg Coffey was his name, he's sold out to the Lord. And while he was there back on spring break, he was on his farm, and he's very athletic, and he jumped up to swing over a fence and grabbing onto a big tree limb, and the tree limb broke. It was rotten, and he didn't realize it. And he came down and was impaled on a metal fence post. It was absolutely horrific what happened to him. And while he was in the hospital, I was outside of ICU. I wouldn't even leave the hospital. I was there just spending the night there. I prayed and prayed and prayed that God would deliver Greg. And I can tell you that I was absolutely certain God was going to answer that prayer and that Greg would live. I did not have any doubt. If having absolute faith in something means that thing will happen, I had absolute faith and it should have happened. It did not happen. God took Greg home, and it was devastating. It was devastating to me, though. I actually had the opportunity of leading 5 or 6 kids to Christ as a direct result of Greg's death. But even apart from that, I thought how many people would have come to Christ if he had been allowed to live, that he could have influenced all that. But God taught me a huge lesson. I asked myself, God, why did you deliver me and you didn't deliver Greg? And the thing was, as far as the heavens are above the earth, so far are God's ways above our ways. That's what Isaiah 55 says. And as a young Christian, that was an extremely hard but an extremely important lesson for me to learn. And that is that sometimes we think we know, often we think we know what would be best, but submitting to God and trusting God and having faith in God means acknowledging that He knows better than we do.